This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Senate Republican leaders apparently don't have the votes to block witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to an inside source, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's told senators privately there are not enough votes to block new witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. The Republicans have a 53-seat majority, so just a few defections would mean witnesses
cannot simultaneously be so robust that it was enough to impeach in the first place, but also so weak that the Senate needs to go fishing.
But news of a manuscript from former National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday had some GOP members like Mitt Romney in favor of new testimony.
It's important to be able to hear from John Bolton for us to be able to make an impartial judgment.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. health officials are expanding their checks of international travelers for signs of the new virus from China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
So far, he says, there are 5 confirmed cases of the new virus in the U.S.
Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus. But I want to emphasize, that does not prevent us from preparing and responding.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more, what they call quarantine stations, around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump unveiled his peace plan for the Middle East on Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing at his side.
As I have seen throughout my long career,